Hey everybody, this is episode 2.5 of How Did This Get Made? For those of you not familiar with the show, I am Paul Scheer. You might know me from The League on FX, and of course as Gary Coleman's brother on Different Strokes. Now on each episode, I'm joined by my two friends, Jason Mantzoukas and June Diane Raphael, and we try to make sense of the movies that make no sense by seeing the movies that you never want to see. I'm talking about movies like Mac and Me, Sex and the City 2, Crank 2 High Voltage, which I still argue is one of the best movies ever made. These movies are so bad, they're awesome. And this week is my favorite of all of the movies that are bad. It is the Robin Williams, John Travolta classic, Old Dogs. Okay, now this is available on Netflix Instant. You can just go onto Netflix and watch it anytime. And I suggest you watch it right away because you will want to watch it again and again. What's it about? Two dudes who work in sports marketing who have to babysit two twins for the week before their big meeting with what? The Japanese. Yes, it's got spray tans gone wrong, robot puppet suits, cross-eyed hand models, jetpacks, and a scene with attacking penguins. I am not making any of this up. This movie is amazing. Some reviewers have said, kids who suffer from progeria may be able to enjoy Old Dogs, but it's hard to imagine anyone else fully appreciating it. Old Dogs does to the screen what Old Dogs do to the carpet. It's unfortunate that only the latter can be taken out and shot. Another review says, Travolta, who delivers an impressively enthusiastic performance, seems to have no idea that he's stuck in one of the year's worst movies. The perpetually pained expression on Robin Williams' face suggests he knows otherwise. Now look, that's one side of the coin. A lot of people on Amazon.com feel very differently. They say, I laughed out loud several times, which I consider a must for a comedy. Strong review. Another review says, it gave my stomach laugh muscles a much-needed workout, and it's safe enough for young viewers, too. And finally, the best review on Amazon.com just says, I enjoyed the beginning, where they took old pictures of Robin Williams and John Travolta and put them together to show them as friends since childhood. So if you like movies with Photoshop, this is a movie for you. Now, don't let me tell you how great this movie is. Why don't you listen to a sleepy Robin Williams describe his relationship with John Travolta?
He's the alpha and I'm the beta, like, sure, okay. And he's the one always pushing me to do the crazy stuff. It's a bit like, and then when he takes me and we get loaded in Miami, I wouldn't have done that normally without him going, come on, you puss, do it, kick it out. And, you know, having done the research in terms of being that loaded, I went, okay.
Yep, kick it out. With Old Dogs on Netflix Instant. Now, what we're going to do this week, a little bit different than what we've done in the past, is we want you to come up with a slogan for this movie. You know, the original one is Sit, Stay, Play Dad. Now, we want you to come up, after you've watched the movie, with your own kind of, you know, log line for the movie. So email us at howdidthisgetmade@earwolf.com. We'll read the best ones on the air. And as always, we'll have a special guest. And watch this movie right away because, honestly, it's amazing. It's one of my favorite movies of all times. I guarantee you, at one point, you will turn to whoever you're watching this movie with, even if it's an inanimate object, and you'll say, holy shit, this got made? How did I not know this? It is amazing. We'll see you next week. Old Dogs, Netflix it.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom.com. The wolf dead.